You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price, producing for me this evening. This is going to be a tasty segment we've got going on here. This is a place I've stopped several times, and when I looked outside this morning, I thought of this immediately, and I was so pleased she could join us. Joining me on the phone right now is Linda Hunt, who's owner of Sweetylicious Bakery and Cafe in DeWitt. Good evening, Linda.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? I told you when I was able to reach you this morning, I said I was sitting with a cup of coffee looking outside at the snow with a pink sweater on, and I thought of you. And if people have ever been in your shop, they'll know why that's appropriate. There's a whole lot of pink happening, and it's a wonderful place.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, there is a lot of pink. Our pink boxes, our pink floor. We usually wear pink aprons. I always wear a lot of pink lipstick, too.
It's working for you, Linda. Let's do a little, for folks who aren't familiar with you, let's do a little bit of your backstory and where this came from. This wasn't your original job and career.
No, it wasn't. It was always a dream of mine. I'm a huge, huge believer in dreams, and so when I do the speaking circuit, we talk a lot about dreams, and when I do my baking classes, and you never can give up on those, no matter how old you are or what the circumstances are. So, I started it. Actually, we're going to be celebrating our five-year anniversary this month. National Pie Day is at the end of the month. We'll be talking about a lot in a lot of different ways, too. But I worked in politics for, I think, 15 years for Governor Engler, and then I was the executive director of the Fair Association. And this was something I wanted to do since I was on my honeymoon back in 1985. We were in Cape Cod, and there was a little pie shop, and I said, someday that's what I want to do.
So you took a leap of faith and jumped.
I did, and I've had so many wonderful, wonderful people that helped me along the way, and certainly all my customers and all the people that work for me make it happen. So I'm a lucky girl.
Well, you not only make it happen for you, but if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. And you seem to be doing that in terms of success in doing what you're loving to do and making a living at it. But you've won some amazing awards throughout. You've won business awards or restaurant awards. You won the Food Network's Amazing Pie Challenge, the best of show at the Crisco National Pie Championships, and four other first places in 2010 and 2009. And I mean, the awards just stack up.
Yeah, they do. And it's always wonderful to honestly get all the accolades. I absolutely love it. But truly, our mission for the shop is for people to really have homemade good food and to promote that, for people to continue pie baking and cooking, and to love everybody. I really feel like that's what I'm supposed to do in life. And so that's what I get to do every day at the shop. And then we also get to win all the really cool awards. We're actually gearing up for the 2011, at the beginning of April, the 2011 Crisco National Pie Championships. We're doing Test Kitchen this weekend, trying out some of our different pies, and then we get to try them out on the customers, and they always love that.
No doubt of that. What seems to be the favorite pie by customer choice, the best-selling pie that comes
well,
in?
Well, pretty much, lots of times they're seasonal. We just get through pumpkin and apple. But really, we love to promote Michigan, and our Tom's pie, which was named after my brother-in-law, who passed away, and that was our big Food Network $5,000 winner, and that's made with Michigan tart cherries and dried cherries and Michigan blueberries. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really, really popular. And actually, we're going to be starting our mail order in the next 2 weeks, and we'll be able to ship those across the nation. So All of our customers that have since moved from the area. We've been in a lot of national magazines. We were just in American Profile, which went out to 7 million homes across the nation. We were the front cover. Kind of looks like a parade magazine. It's an insert in Sunday newspapers. And so we've had just all of these big fans now that want our pies across the nation, from Montana to California to Florida, and been waiting for it. So it's a huge, huge expansion for us, especially since we're still doing it out of our little teeny shop. You know how little it is, Cheryl. So
it's little. It's adorable. It is little.
It's little. So it's always been a lofty vision of ours and something that I've always wanted to do. But you just kind of have to take the leap of faith. You know, I'm also writing a cookbook and trying to do everything that that the business plan always had, and all the things that I think that I'm supposed to do, and it also shares the mission that's so important to me.
Well, I think it goes to the business plan working well. That, you know, you're a small independent company, you're going strong and being able to expand in these economic times in Michigan says a lot for how you're doing it and that you're doing it right.
Yeah, you know, when I'm on a couple different entrepreneurial boards, and when I talk to would-be entrepreneurs or just basic people that will come up to me and ask for advice, I always start off with, be sure to have a plan, you know, because there's a lot of good business ideas, but to really make sure that it's done right. And then from there, and making sure you have a great team. And I just have the best people that work for me. I mean, some of them are kind of like me, retired from high-powered jobs and just wanted something that they loved, and they love the people. And we meet the neatest people, Cheryl. I mean, people for every day. I have people today from Chicago, Oregon. We really, really are a destination, and I don't think a lot of people know that, but it really is a really neat thing to meet people from all over, and people will travel for pie.
Oh, without question. I have traveled for pie. I wasn't specifically going to DeWitt, but that was the only reason, so it is certainly worth the trip. I know you get up early. What are your hours there?
It depends. Right now, January, February, it's slow, so everyone needs to know that we're also a cafe with homemade everything, so please come in for lunch. Everyone's trying to lose their pounds that they gained over the holidays, but we do offer so many other things than just baked goods.
The sandwiches are out of this world, I must say.
Oh, and my soup. I just made, oh my gosh, the best soup today. It depends. I can be there as early as 1 or 2 in the morning, you know, and then, you know, do your nice little 14, 15-hour day. But that's when it's really, really busy. There's lots of marketing, a lot of writing. We have a new website and the cookbook I'm writing with a publisher. So there's a lot of other things that I do besides just the baking part, but I love it all.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell us what that website is so people can take a look before they make their trip to see you?
Yes. The website, by the way, is by another Lansing, Ryan Doom from WebAscender. He does wonderful work.
It's amazing. It's a fun adventure just going to the website.
Isn't it? It's really deep. It took a long time to do that, but when you get a Aunt Ruby's butterscotch cream pie now, you can see who Aunt Ruby is and why she's so amazing and why the pie is so amazing. It's www.sweetielicious.com, and that's SweetieLicious.
If you put in, you know, pie, sweetie pie in DeWitt, you can get there too. So there are a lot of ways to find you. It seems like everybody on the web knows where you are. If you type in anything familiar, you'll get there.
Yeah, we've gotten just a great response from the website. It is really neat for the people that are out of state, especially the ones that, you know, aren't actually going to be able to come to the shop anytime soon. When you get to the website, the whole idea was to really kind of make it be a little mini Sweetielicious shop, and I really think that we accomplished that with the music.
Absolutely.
It's so,
well, it's wonderful. I'm thrilled to talk with you. I'll be sure to say hello the next time I'm in the store.
Oh, great. And everyone has to remember National Pie Day, January 23rd. If you don't make your pie yourself, which I'd love for you to do, come buy one and make someone's day special.
There you go. A pie does make a party, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Linda Hunt, owner of Sweetielicious Bakery Cafe in DeWitt. We'll be back after these messages.